Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Sultana City Council passed Action Memorandum 2021-009, which aims to resume pre-COVID-19 meeting procedures. Passing the memorandum also would discontinue video conferencing, specifically through Zoom. At the July 22, 2020 Council meeting, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, a motion was approved to implement video streaming and two-way video teleconferencing through Zoom. Prior to the motion, city meetings were also streamed live, with a recording specifically available after the meeting on the city's website. The city says that the conditions that generated the need for the two-way video conferencing have subsided, vaccinations are now available, and public participation through video conferencing on Zoom has substantially decreased, with no public interaction through Zoom during the last three council meetings. Mayor Paul Whitney wrote to council that approving the memorandum establishes the council chamber seating will be arranged in the same format as pre-COVID-19 for both the public and for council seating. Also, two-way video conferencing through Zoom no longer will be available for city meetings. However, with the installation of permanent cameras in council chambers, you can still watch the council meetings live on the city's website through the live stream. The approval of the memorandum does not discontinue that live stream. Mayor Whitney said,
"Next meeting, we'll be going back to regular meeting seating with an audience, and everyone will be back sitting up here like we had in the a year ago. We'll be next to each other, and we won't be able to, or we won't be shouting across the room to hear each other. One of the best parts of this is I will be able to end the Zoom comments for those participating. I won't have to say that again, I hope."
The Kenai City Council voted to authorize an equipment purchase agreement and issue a purchase order for the new replacement sludge press at the wastewater treatment plant in coordination with HGL Engineering Consultants, operating under a term service agreement. Task 4 under the agreement provides for professional engineering services for the replacement of the wastewater treatment plant sludge press. A formal request for proposals was released to determine available offerings from equipment manufacturers due back on May the 25th, and Andritz Corporation was determined to be the successful proposer with an equipment cost of $276,200. The additional contingency funds of 3% are also being requested for a total allowable purchase order in the amount of $285,000 to allow for any fluctuations in freight charges. City Manager Paul Ostrander:
"We intentionally wanted to purchase this large piece of equipment through an RFP to save money on the acquisition of the equipment, but there will be a second RFP for the design, for the installation, and then a contract to design the equipment as well."
The purchase reportedly will replace the original belt press that had been in service for over 40 years. The equipment removes solids from the digester, compresses them to remove moisture, and loads the material for transport to the Central Peninsula landfill. The process takes place periodically through the week in order to maintain available space within the digester, and if the process were to be delayed or interrupted due to equipment failure, staff reportedly wouldn't be able to comply with the discharge permitting requirements. The purchase was deemed as a high priority project for the department, this according to Kenai City Administration. Resolution 2021-42 unanimously passed the Kenai City Council.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.